According to filed documents, a company called Badger Minerals is approved to begin what is called exploratory drilling in Oneida County. Some of the holes, which would likely average a depth of 400 feet, would be within a few thousand feet of the Wolf River. This would be the first mining-related exploratory drilling in Oneida County since at least the 1980s. Ben Meyer is the special topics correspondent at WXPR, based in Rhinelander. He covers water and water resources in northern Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Ben, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet, Rob. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. Tell us a little bit about what this exploratory drilling would look like.
Yeah, you bet. Well, actually, the conversation we're having is coming at a good time. The drilling actually began last week on a plot in eastern Oneida County. As you mentioned, Rob, some of the sites are within about a half mile of the Wolf River. And exploratory drilling is the very earliest stages of mining exploration, of potential mining exploration. It's, as you mentioned, the company is looking and has started to drill holes, in some cases as many as 400 feet deep, to get what are called cores, which they'll then do testing on to determine the mineral content below the surface. It's expected that this is in a kind of a volcanic sulfide band that goes across northern Wisconsin. And this band in certain areas includes minerals like lead and copper, silver and gold in some cases. So the company wants to find out what's under the ground and on this plot in what's called the Oneida County town of Shepke, in anticipation that maybe someday it might be profitable to open a mine on the site.
So it sounds like it would be a long time between what just started happening, this exploratory drilling, and a hypothetical future mine.
Yeah, so the mining process from idea to completion is always a very long process, not only because it requires so much machinery and infrastructure, but because there are several regulatory steps along the way as well. You know, in talking with the company, this is a company called Badger Minerals. They're Michigan-based. They're a subsidiary of a Canadian company. A representative told me that probably at the earliest, their estimate is, if everything were to go just right, a potential mine in this area would be at least 10 years off. So we're looking at a stretch of time, but that certainly, that stretch of time doesn't mean some people that are against mining aren't getting a little nervous in this area.
Right. I was going to say, mining and Wisconsin, there's likely to be some kind of controversy. Were people objecting even to the permitting process for these exploratory drilling measures?
Oh, no doubt. We've seen a couple of physical protests that have been organized in some cases by landowners in the area. This is a pretty remote area of Oneida County, not much population there, but the people that do own land there, there are concerns there. There are a couple of tribal nations that are right nearby as well, including the Sacagan Chippewa tribe in Mole Lake, which is, you know, less than 5 miles away from some of the proposed drilling sites. Forest County Potawatomi is in the area. The Menominee Tribal Nation is downriver on the Wolf River from this area. So there's certainly plenty of concern there. And in the permitting process on Oneida County's side for this exploratory drilling, we heard a lot of backlash. And as I mentioned, we've seen some of these in-person protests, a couple of them already as well, similar to if your listeners remember some of the uncertainty surrounding Gogebic Taconite and Ashland and Iron counties. A couple of years ago, there's that same kind of uneasiness about the entire mining process, no matter what step it is here in Oneida County.
We're talking to Ben Meyer from WXPR in Rhinelander, talking about exploratory drilling in Oneida County. Ben, as you have reported, our laws when it comes to metallic mining are in flux. The laws changed, and now we're figuring out how to implement those. What's going on at the state and local levels?
Right. So you might remember within the last couple of years, under a Republican Senate, a Republican Assembly, and a Republican governor at the time, Scott Walker, the process for getting a permit for a metallic mine, and this is what's called a sulfide mine, these types of minerals are called sulfide minerals, that process has really been streamlined. So there are fewer regulatory hurdles along the way. Now, this is the first time that the state and state regulators have kind of started going through this process since that new regulatory process has been put into place. And truth be told, they're promulgating the rules and kind of figuring out exactly how to regulate on the fly in some senses as they work through this process in Oneida County. The last exploratory drilling, as you mentioned, that happened in Oneida County was back in the 1980s. The last exploratory drilling of any kind in the state of Wisconsin is 8 years old. It happened at the Bend deposit in Taylor County. Hasn't resulted in a mine there yet, certainly. But there's a very new process that the state is working through, this kind of expedited permitting process that's kind of being tested for the first time.
You've written about water quality and mine waste in other areas. What are some of the things that have happened in mines that have people worried about, digging near the Wolf River?
Yeah, certainly. So I mentioned this concept of sulfide minerals. So digging a mine in an area where there are sulfide minerals, again, lead and copper and silver and gold, is a lot different than digging in other places or in other ways. If you dig a stone quarry, a limestone quarry, that's a heck of a lot different than digging a sulfide mine. Because with a sulfide mine, if it's an open pit mine at very least, you're exposing these minerals to the air and exposing these minerals to the water. These sulfide minerals have ties to water contamination. They have ties to acid rain. And that's made a lot of people, as you can imagine, uneasy. You know, the last mine similar to this in Wisconsin was the Flambeau mine in Ladysmith in Rusk County. That's since been, it's called remediated. You wouldn't know if there was a mine there if you went out there today. But that was near the Flambeau River. Still, though, after that closed in 1997, there are still people that are concerned about the water quality in that area because of concerns about sulfide mining.
And you got statements from the company itself. How did they address local concerns about a potential mine?
Well, they said, perhaps what you might expect to hear them say, Rob, is first of all, we're a long way away. And this is true. This exploratory drilling is just the very first step in a potential mining process. It might well be that the mining company does exploratory drilling and says it's not worth the trouble. There's nothing profitable here for us to even go forward. They have, for their part, have said that they're interested in upholding the strictest environmental standards to keep Wisconsin air and water and our natural resources clean. But at the same time, they're quick to point out that a potential mine would be an economic boon, they say, for this part of Oneida County and this part of the northern part of Wisconsin, which is very rural, which tends to have higher unemployment than the rest of the state. So they're pointing to what they say is their concern for environmental issues, but also pointing to economic issues too, and saying this could be a boon for this area. And that's, you know, some of the terminology that mining advocates have used over the years as well in terms of streamlining the mining process and streamlining the mine permitting process in Wisconsin.
And just in our last 20 seconds or so, Ben, what is the next step you're watching for?
Next step I'm watching for is if we get any information about what they find. If they find that the minerals underneath the ground are profitable, that would seem to give them some motivation to go forward with the next step in thinking about mining here in eastern Oneida County.
Ben, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet, Rob. Thanks for the time.
We've been talking to Ben Meyer, special topics correspondent at WXPR based in Rhinelander. He joins us today to talk about some exploratory mining that is in the works near the Wolf River in Oneida County. That exploratory mining actually going on as of last week, looking at potential mining in the area. As we heard, if they find something useful in there, it would be still probably a decade off before mining would actually happen.